Get ready. Get ready, Pat. Are you ready? Are you ready? And hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome again to Possum's Big Fiddle Show at Night with Pat. Hey, this is the opening day special. Wow. I want to go, you know, I usually don't do this. I'm going to go right to the hotline. I'm going to go right to it.
I'm going to go right to it.
Listen.
Okay, Charlie, this is Jeff down here in St. Louis, Jeff Seitz. Here's the one in C that I was thinking about. Hold on.
I get it.
The voice is good. The voice was good. Sounds like a recorder.
The sound didn't get. It sounded like you were playing on a cylinder, but that's okay. We'll leave it at that. That was good. We know what tune you want, buddy. We're going to play, to start the show tonight, we're going to play Bob Walters' Breakdown in C.
Excellent.
It's in C.
For Jeff and Val.
Here we go.
Louis.
What? You know what? I did it again. I forgot to tune.
You didn't.
It would have gone out of tune anyway.
Yeah.
The humanity in here. Into our living room, our humble commode abode. Wow, hey, that sounded good, Pat. You're killing it over there. You know, it's baseball night in America, folks. And the Cardinals are, of course, the greatest team ever in the National League. You know, there's the Yankees in the American League. The Cardinals are the greatest team in the National League, right, Pat?
What?
I wondered when you're going to wake up and smell the freshly brewed there, Pat. Hey, you know, I was just going to say, someone asked me if I wouldn't help by, Chip Bach, buddy. Chip Bach. Woo! Hey, I wanted to help. Pat, please turn your radio down. I was just going to say, I've been asked a couple times to help moderate the chat. So I want everybody to chat. It's the most funnest thing for us as we watch.
We know who's there with us.
However, if you chat a couple times, wait till someone else chats before you chat again. That's all I ask.
Then you can chime in.
Then you can chime in, whatever. And please don't throw any shade on anybody who's chatting. You know,
nope.
Everybody be as nice as they possibly can be. And we have a community going here, I'm telling you right now. Wow, look at everybody who's here. Holy cow, they're all talking to one another. That's awesome. All right, so remember that little rule of chat moderation and everything will be fine. Okay, so now, Patty, what is next?
Oh,
what is next?
Okay, so next, we are doing a request from our friends in Quebec, Benoit and Giselle. We're doing Festival Waltz.
Festival Waltz.
In the Key of A.
Key of A, okay. That would have been one I could have put the chords up to. We'll talk about that later on, how we're going to handle that.
We'll talk about chords and how we're going to handle all that stuff.
Tune from the great Kenny Baker. And so to our friends in Quebec City, bonjour, and here is the Festival Waltz. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. There was not much seafood in that one, was there? Not much seafood. Whoa. Wee. How about it? Okay, you know, we're taking requests if you hadn't noticed. And by the way, Pat's niece commented that these flashing things are quite annoying. And
yes.
Well, yes, they're supposed to be quite annoying. We hope they're not seizure-inducing, however. We haven't checked with anybody on that.
Yeah, they're supposed to be annoying.
But they're supposed to be annoying. They're getting your attention. Thank you, Jesse Walden, for making those for me. They're great. I've got several new ones you'll see tonight. But anyway, if you want to make a request, go to bigfiddleshow@gmail.com and send me a message. And
well, you can do it here, because I'll look over.
Well, yeah, you can
comments.
Do it on the chat, too. Pat's keeping track.
You know, and
feel free.
If you want the chord charts or the songs we post, you've got a friend, probably me, on Facebook, Pat JP.
Well, yeah. But I'm going to start posting them on my website, though, too.
Oh, you can,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
but,
I'll start posting them on my website.
But you can friend me on Facebook.
Right. But, well, the easiest way, though, is just go to, just like or follow Big Fiddle Show on Facebook.
Oh.
Possum's Big Fiddle Show.
I don't think I've done that yet.
Yeah, thanks. That's the best way. I post everything. I post this link. I post the after link. I post all my memes. Possum's Big Fiddle Show on Facebook. So just go over there and like and follow that, if you would. Okay, so that's, I'll get rid of that annoying flashing thing. You can't make it work?
No.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
You want me to see it? Want me to try it real quick?
No, not right now. I'll try it again later. I'm going to let it rest.
Let's have a tune. Oh, okay. After this tune will be the selfies. So be ready for the selfies. We got a ton of selfies. Man, I mean, they're great. All
right, so we're doing, for those playing along, we're doing Jigs, Irishman's Heart to the Lady in A, followed by Goldenrod in D, and we're dedicating this to Patrick, our friend in Ontario.
All right. Patrick, glad you're listening in tonight, buddy. Let's see. How about I just try to... Man, that's got tough chords. You sure you don't want me to fix your phone, Pat, so you can see the chat?
Maybe. But tell me if I'm playing too loud, because I get carried away sometimes.
No, they want to hear you. They want to hear you.
But, you know, sometimes you can really...
Okay, so now I think it's time for the slideshow. It's time for all the selfies. Man, I got 12 or 13 selfies tonight, and I had to make a list of... There were some new friends on the selfie list, so I've got to have my list here as I start... Showing the selfies. So last night it was send in a selfie of yourself in your favorite ball cap. And let's see how people did. That wasn't a requirement, by the way.
No.
So this is somebody I just met, Andrew from Providence, Rhode Island. And he's, I forget, he told me what ball cap that is. I think it's a college team there in Providence. I can't remember. Andrew, I'm sorry, buddy. You know this guy, Chris in Philly. He's Cardinals fan. He's a expat. St. Louis and living in Philly land, and man, it's tough. It's a tough town to not be a Phillies fan in, too. I'm telling you, wear that shirt around. You're liable to get your head bumped. The city of brotherly love. There's some friends of ours, Dennis and Emily from down in St. Charles. Hey, Dennis and Emily, what's going on? And this is somebody I just met today, Danny and his bird, Kip. They're from Morgantown, West Virginia. And you know this guy, hey, Darren, what's going on in Fort Collins, Colorado?
Hey, Darren.
What's that cap, man? Let's see. That's it's a welding supply place. I think I looked at it earlier. I can't quite make it out right now. Doug with his Pioneer Seed hat on. Good job there, Doug. From Medway, Ohio, US of A. And I didn't try to spell Cincinnati at all tonight.
No.
Nick and
it's
Jen.
It's impossible.
But I mean, there's one of the cutest and one of the big power couples of Cincinnati there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. And
we're getting court requests like you can't believe.
Lee down in Austin, Texas, buddy. Now, see, you think Lee is giving the sign for Metallica, but that's really how you hook them the horns down there in Austin. So, and he's got on his Texas hat there, too. Thanks for joining us, Lee. Okay. Mark, our buddy Mark out in Palo Alto, California. Stay safe, Mark. Keep playing that fiddle. Mark has a fantastic website called Trader. No, it's not. It's a takeoff on Trader Joe's and Tater Joe's. Look up Tater Joe's. I always get this messed up, Mark. It's Tater Joe's, and Mark has like transcribed a zillion tunes. And just go look at Tater Joe's. It's an amazing website, and it's a calendar, all kinds of stuff. So, Mark, thanks for joining us, buddy. I love playing fiddle with Mark. And here's Pat's niece's son. What is that? That's your great niece. Great nephew.
Hey, it's my great nephew.
And this is Jacob in Davenport, Iowa. You can see us on the big screen back there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey to all of Pat's relatives
in
Davenport.
And my niece Sandy, she thinks there's a seizure coming on.
Because of the, because yeah. She thinks she's going to have a seizure because of the flashing Jesse lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And this one I really love. I had to write this down. Bill, I'm sorry it didn't come out bigger on my screen there. But Bill has got everything imaginable there. Of course, he's a Minnesota Twins fan. He's from Canton, South Dakota. But it says, he wrote on a Scrabble board down at the bottom, you can't quite make it out, it says, opening day, go Twins, Possum's Big Fiddle Show, hi from Dakota to everyone. I mean, that took some doing Bill.
Yeah.
All right. And
low-tech doing.
We're not quite done yet. Yeah. We're not quite done yet. No. Everybody knows this guy right here, Kyle from Jefferson City. Kyle, what's going on, buddy? Love it. Keep sending us those fabulous pictures of you enjoying the program. It's becoming a thing, man. It's becoming a thing. Okay.
There we go.
That was a good spot to get out the chicken. That was a good place to get the chicken out of here. Maybe need the bell. somebody said more cowbell.
Cowbell.
Right? Did you finally get your chat working?
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Okay, so I think it's time to move on to another tune here. But, right. The selfies. Let's
tomorrow
talk about
night.
Selfies.
Tomorrow night selfies.
Yeah,
yes.
Tomorrow is our tiki party.
Tiki
it's
night.
Pat and Possum's tiki night. And so I'm going to be wearing this hat, these sandals, and also this crazy flamingo shirt I got in Florida. And no pants. No, I made that part up. I'll be wearing pants.
Oh, thank God.
But so this is my outfit for tomorrow night. So I want you guys to step up and send me your selfies of you in your cabana clothes, Hawaiian clothes, Florida clothes.
Beach clothes.
Beach clothes. No Speedos, please. No Speedos. I know most of you. I don't want to see anybody in a Speedo. But so, yeah, tomorrow's Tiki Night here at Pat and Possum's Big Fiddle Show. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what do we got, Pat?
Cincinnati Hornpipe
for Nick. Yeah. This one's straight out of Cole's 1000 Fiddle Tunes.
Straight out of Cole's,
baby.
Kia D, second part starts on an A7.
Yeah, a little bit like Harvest Home, kind of.
Yeah, a bit like
Harvest
that.
Homish. But it's a reel. It's not really a hornpipe. Now. Cincinnati Hornpipe just for you, Nick and Jen. Okay, you know, I want to make a little announcement about the program, the format of the program, the scheduling of the program. We're going to make a little change here this week. I tell you, this thing kind of blew up today.
It really went
to another level, and I had about 95 messages to answer that I looked at, and I don't want people to send me a message without my having to look at it. And they had requests in them, they had comments, they had all kinds of stuff, and I love responding to all that. Just like I love looking back at your chat after the show's over, we watch it immediately and look at everybody's chat. And so we're thinking that we will go to a 3-night-a-week format, but an hour-long show. So what we're proposing to do is we'll have Tiki Night tomorrow night, then starting on Sunday, we'll have an hour-long program. On Wednesday, we'll have an hour-long program. And on Friday, we'll have an hour-long program.
Yeah, that's our plan. You can chime in.
You can chime in, see what you think.
Because I know some people are actually looking forward to our nightly show.
Yeah.
They admitted it in public.
And that's okay if that's what you guys want to keep doing that. But I think that'll give me more time to process all the stuff people send me and to get the selfies up and all that. But if you let us know.
We've got a lot of tunes to learn.
And we have a lot of tunes to learn, too.
There's so many requests we don't know. And thank you, Amy, my neighbor. She says the sound is fine.
Okay, good.
I'm getting text.
Well, she can hear from across the street, though.
Yeah, she can hear from across the street.
So tell us what you think about that. Because some people are already saying make it an hour long anyway. So we thought we might just do an hour program 3 times a week. But whatever, you guys just let us know.
Chime in.
Send me a message at bigfiddleshow@gmail.com.
Look away if you have
problems with seizures. Don't look at that. But okay, so next up.
Okay. It's time for the baseball report.
Oh, the baseball report. Yeah, you know it was opening day and the Cubs were playing.
Here, hold this up to the camera.
The Cubs were playing today. You can see. Pat is...
They're pretending.
I don't think Pat is the only person in America that saves the scorecard to every game she's ever been to.
This was opening day at Wrigley.
Last year. Opening day at Wrigley Field.
April 8th. Homestand 1.
You're cutting your head off.
All right, I'll sit down. Alright, so if you want to know what happened, we moitered the Pittsburgh Pirates.
The Buccaneers?
12 Ks. Lester stayed in until the 5th to pitch for the Cubbies, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10-0. We won opening day and it was 70 degrees at Wrigley. Oh my God, it was a beautiful day. It was a glorious day. Schwarber hit a home run.
How many Ks did you say? How many Ks?
Baez hit a triple to start with, and, they had 12 Ks. They whiffed a lot. That's strikeouts. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the... Everybody knows what a K is, Pat.
Probably.
Everybody knows what a K is. Come on.
All right. Get ready to sing.
Play ball, by God. Play ball. Rip for the Giants, no way!
Oh my gosh!
No way, come on!
I'm not even looking, we're down to 5 minutes, Jerry!
What? We're down to 5 minutes already?
Okay.
No, my gosh, see how time flies.
Yeah, we're halfway through our list. Okay, request from Barry Gilchrist.
Wait a second, I gotta do a little housekeeping here, hang on.
What do you mean?
I gotta do a little housekeeping, come on.
What are you gonna do?
Come on, well, you know, let's see, I've got so many other things I can show, like this.
You haven't even played.
I was gonna mention about Pat and Possum's most requested tunes.
Yeah.
I've been keeping a list and
like
a frequency distribution of the most requested tunes. So far, number one is Far From Here. Someone says, can you play Far From Here? And another guy kept saying solo, we can't hear it. And then the third most requested tune.
Tell me this.
The third most requested tune is Silence is Golden.
Wait,
I want to show the quote of the day. This comes from a fellow named Lindell down in St. Louis. He sent me this quote. He said, I heard your show, but by accident. I was looking for the farm report and the polka hour, he said. If I just might do one more plug.
Can we stop you?
No, you can't really.
No.
So I'm just going to do one more plug here. If you want to know how to find out about the Possum's Big Fiddle Show media empire, just go to your, and its vast tentacles, all of tabloids all over the world, everything. I'm like the Rupert Murdoch of fiddling. But so just go into your browser and type at Big Fiddle Show, and up will come a panoply of possibilities. So just, I want you to do that when we get off of here today. All right, what's the last tune?
Well,
what's the last tune?
We're gonna do more.
Oh, we're gonna do two more. Okay, two more.
Yeah. So Mother's Rail for Barry Gilchrist.
Okay, Barry. Yeah, this is for you, buddy.
Okay, it's three parts: C, G, C.
So the first two parts are gonna sound like the Cyril Stinnett version, and then the third part is the Canadian extra add-on part. So it's gonna be strange, a cross-border experience, we might say. Mothers out there. All right, yep. What do we got now, Pat?
Well, now it's
the final tune of the evening.
It's 30 minutes past, but I'm going to assume that there were encore requests.
Okay, yeah, this is the
encore.
I'm just
going to assume.
Everybody
that.
Wants an encore. Who doesn't want an encore?
And so
I mean, come
we're
on.
Play Peacock Red.
Oh, Macy, you're doing
Macy.
It. Oh, hey, Macy,
oh,
how's it going?
Our granddaughter. Macy.
Okay,
so,
what do we got?
Peacock Red.
Sure, Peacock Red.
Key of D, second mm-hmm. part. Starts on the B7, so it's the old
turnaround.
6-2-5 turnaround.
Right. You, those of you in the know, that's what that's going to be.
Yeah.
All right, Peacock Rag. Here we go. Not too fast.
Thank you.
Rock Rag. Well, hey, that just about does it for this evening, but I've got to show you some more of these annoying graphics one more time. Don't forget to send me your messages and your...
And your graphics, but you didn't play any of the stuff you were going to play from the Collins, either.
I know. There's more material for
there's
tomorrow.
More
there's
material.
So much material. And so don't forget to send us your requests and your selfies in the, you know, cabana wear, wearing anything.
Or wearing something.
But we want your selfies, even if you're not participating in the tiki night. Send us your selfies. They're a lot of fun to look at. And then don't forget about at Big Fiddle Show, because that's where everything is at. And finally, don't forget to call the hotline at 847-920-7587. Leave me a message. You could be the next guest on Possum's Big Fiddle Show, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Are we ready to go out? Are we ready for the outro?
Yeah, we're ready.
Ready for the outro? Here we go.
Ready,
there's the... Hey, wave. There's the outro.
Everybody
likes that outro music. I can't remember what it is. Bye, friends. Thanks for coming tonight. We'll see you next time. And we're clear. The other